With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will address the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Iran war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor live coverage of President Trump's address to the nation tonight on many of these same stations. The Supreme Court seemed poised Wednesday to reject President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. In oral arguments, Justice Brett Kavanaugh noted Congress passed federal citizenship laws last century that supported broad birthright citizenship.
If you're in Congress in 1940 and 1952 and you want to limit the scope of one can mark or to eliminate ambiguity, why do you repeat the same language rather than choosing something different?
NASA has filled its moon rocket gas tank for humanity's first lunar trip in more than a half century. The 32-story rocket is due to blast off with four astronauts Wednesday evening from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Three Americans and one Canadian are aboard. The two-hour launch window opens at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 250, the S&P 500 advanced 46. This is SRN News. Some National Hockey League teams are embracing gay pride.
The league officially supports the LGBT agenda, but it leaves participation up to the individual squads. Some of them don't hold a Pride Night event, while others go all in. Amongst the all-in group are the Nashville Predators, who recently celebrated by letting a group of drag queens sing the national anthem and change their logo to the gay pride flag. The Florida Panthers are holding their Pride Night during Holy Week. Michael Harrington reporting.
Spain's Catholic bishops and the Spanish government have taken another step toward compensating victims of sexual abuse by priests who have died or whose possible crimes are too old to be prosecuted. The two sides signed paperwork Monday allowing the country's ombudsman to have the final say in the church's compensation of such victims. The agreement, which envisages a one-year window for claims, marks a rare concession by the Catholic hierarchy. This is SRN News. TMZ is turning its celebrity lens on Congress. It's tracking lawmakers on recess as the Department of Homeland Security shutdown drags on.
Viral videos of senators at airports, Las Vegas, and Disney World have fueled backlash, stepping up pressure for lawmakers to return. That pressure now extends beyond social media, with unions and President Trump all urging Congress back to Washington. But even if lawmakers return, there's no clear path to a deal. A bipartisan Senate agreement collapsed after House Republicans rejected it, leaving lawmakers at an even deeper impasse. Rich Thomason, Washington.
U.S. Forest Service headquarters will be moving far from its longtime digs in Washington, D.C. It's being relocated to Utah as part of a broad overhaul. The moving is winning praise from Republican lawmakers. More details at SRNnews.com.